You don't stop needing information just because you left the car. That's why News Radio 92.3 goes with you. On your phone, on your computer, wherever you are. Stream us live or download the News Radio 92.3 app. Stay connected to local news, breaking updates, and conversations that matter, even when you're not near a radio.
And that's a good thing.
It's News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative. Local. Dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
This is crazy.
Oh no, we're doomed.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
It's a term you may have never heard before. Looks maxing.
The trend can range from superficial practices like hairstyle and skin health to serious measures like breaking bones in your face.
Looks maxing is an online subculture dedicated to ascending, which means basically just getting hotter.
Mostly very young men, teenage boys, who go to extreme lengths to improve their appearance.
All right, PJ, you've got children of the appropriate age. have you heard of looks maxing?
They might have. I have not.
Looks maxing, as Nightline there did the little sizzle reel on, is it's an online influencer subculture dedicated to, well, let's generously describe them as men, say young men. I kind of want to say boys, but you know, 20 to 23 kind of vicinity, maximizing their body potential, maximizing their looks, maximizing their fitness, making their musculature best, doing anything they can to devote themselves to looking hotter all the time.
Basically you?
Oh, obviously me, yeah. I am both the beneficiary of and an advocate for the online looks maxing. yeah, me and my six-minute morning routine. Okay, so this is Dylan. Dylan, maybe I'm not the right person to judge. I didn't think that Dylan was all that hot, personally, but maybe as a guy, it's not the kind of thing that I'm the best judge of. You know, some men think they're very attractive, and some men think they think they are. Anyway, Dylan, I thought, fell in the category, too, but apparently he is a very influential online looks maxer.
My name is Dylan Latham. I am a looks maxing / life maxing creator. I help people improve by giving them tips, and my main focus is to improve everyone's life.
I'm a life maxer. I could call myself that. I'm a life maxer. All right.
People always say don't care what other people think. I think the only way to operate is discovering what people think and then capitalizing off of that.
So find what people react to, and people react to hotness and beauty. And so let's just use that to our advantage, right?
My day starts around like 2 p.m. As soon as I get up in the morning.
By the way, say it again.
2 p.m.
He sleeps until 2 p.m. Okay, all right. Go on. I mean, he's not doing, you know, yard maintenance. Fine.
As soon as I get up in the morning, I go to the mirror and I do whatever it takes to look better. I use makeup. I use Vaseline. I use various oils.
Various oils. I mean, not just the one kind of oil, but you got the, you know, the not virgin olive oil and the virgin olive oil and the extra virgin olive oil. And you got to rub the bright kind of virginity on your face at the, I mean, I don't, like, seriously, I can't even comprehend this.
I don't actually understand how people can't see the reality that is the better you look, the better you're treated and the more power you have. But it was just like obvious to me.
It's just like so obvious that if you can just like looks max and, you know, like life max, you know, like with oils and, okay, so partially he's right. I mean, I don't want to completely rob Dylan of his credibility, but partially he's right that people do treat you differently based on how you dress, how you look, your height. By the way, you remember the, maybe you didn't ever hear this story, but a couple of years ago there was more coverage of this running around of the height-enhancing surgery. You say, how can you make yourself taller? Oh, by sawing your femur in half and putting in screws and a device that you twist to gradually enhance the length of your femur over the course of, say, 6 months to a year, so that eventually you can be several inches taller. And listen, I'm somebody who I am at the, you know, I'm not super short, but I am definitely not tall. And I have always thought that, you know, like when I see people that are my height, I always think, man, that tiny person, oh, crap. Because, you know, your field of vision, what your sense of normal is, adjusts to what you see all the time. And what I see is people who generally are taller than I am. And, you know, and I see somebody who's my height and I'm like, man, that small person. And I think, well, that's how people see me, which is true. That's and it is, life is easier for taller people. It's easier to get dates. It's easier to get more money in your job. It's easier to get jobs. We don't elect a lot of short people to political office. I mean, there's a range. So Dylan's not completely insane. And the movement of trying to make yourself look better because it does reward you in this life is not completely insane. But there's other things besides appearance. And also, for men in particular, appearance is not quite as potent a definer of outcomes as, and I think you have to say, and as sadly, though it's true, as it is for women. So this is basically men adopting the kind of beauty approach to their lives that has long been the norm for women. I mean, Dylan looks like a nut, but all Dylan is doing is being, you know, the Maybelline spokesman. That's all, you know, right? He's just publishing Cosmo for dudes or whatever magazine or online service or, you know, you pick it. And so he says, you know, I'm just amazed people can't see how much this gets you power in the world. We'll come back to this in a second. I'm curious if you have experienced this or if you have kids who are dealing with some of this stuff now. But PJ has traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash north Old Palafox at Hancock Lane. They're saying there's a roadblock associated with that, so just use caution there. Scrolling over to Mobile Highway, there's also a vehicle crash Mobile Highway at 8 Mile Creek Road. Roadblock associated with that one, too. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Okay, back to the Looks Maxers. This is a group of online influencers who, men, who devote themselves to maximizing their hotness as a form of social power, prestige, money, whatever. Now, they're obviously able to make money off of being hot, if you think they are, because they actually sell the process of getting hotter, right? It's not quite a pyramid scheme, but it's a little bit like that, you know. I make money off of being hot and teaching other people how to be hot because I'm making money. You know, it's like you're perpetuating the very thing that you're promoting, the very thing that you're perpetuating. Anyway, Clavicular is another one of these guys, and get ready to learn a new word. You ready for a new word, PJ? I got new
Always.
Words coming. All right, new word number one.
Mogging means that when you're in a group of men.
You ever heard mogging? The
No.
word mogging? Okay, pay attention. Mogging.
Mogging means that when you're in a group of men, the most looks maxed, the best looking person in the group will mog everyone else there. They will have the status. They will have the attention.
So, like, if you and I are in a group together,
mm-hmm.
you height mog me because you're taller than
but
I am.
But I think your personality is more of a mog.
I personality mog you. Let's... I probably hair mog you just a little.
A little bit.
A little bit. Okay.
Yeah. I got this whole underdeveloped area back here.
So... This is, I'm not kidding.
If I am 6'8" and someone's 5'10", I height mog them. If someone is less attractive and I'm more attractive, I facially mog them.
I face mog them. I height mog them. I humor mog them. I well-developed teleology mog them. I don't know what the philosopher variable is this. That's mogging, right? And then there's mewing. Ready?
That's a kitty.
Mewing comes back to a dentist named Dr. Mew. And the technique is you hold your tongue in a certain position in the mouth, creating stress like this in the jaw muscles.
I almost think it's like a flexing of the face. Let me see. Was that a mew?
It doesn't work. So it's just a dumb idea. It's dumb maxing is what it is.
Dumb maxing. Just like the bone breaking thing. Have you heard about this? That they hit their face, their cheekbone and jawbone with hammers to cause mini fractures, which then the theory is, you know, bones come back a little bit larger. You can change and chisel the shape of your jaw and your cheekbones.
You shouldn't do your own surgery.
No, it's insane and it doesn't work. But this is actually a thing that they're promoting online. So the mewing, as I understand it, is like depressing your tongue down and tightening your jaw so as to make it look like you have a little bit more of a chiseled, taut jawline. So you're walking through life with some permanent male version of the female duck face or something. I mean, I don't. It's okay. There's more. Don't worry. We're not done yet. We're just getting going.
People DM me all the time saying that I changed their life, that I saved their life, that if they didn't find my content, they wouldn't know what to do with their life.
So he's giving people meaning in their lives to pursue that. And again, look, men have always believed in working out, looking good, wearing cologne, being fit, tailoring hair. I mean, largely as a mating strategy. I think generally speaking, that's been the approach. But now they're talking about it as like way more involved than that. And as a total dedication to beauty as the source of power, achievement, and self-confidence, even among men, let alone among women.
Beauty will not keep you safe from life. And for some reason, because of the highlight reel and the obsession with comparison online, and we only see people's good days, I think that boys think that if they are attractive enough, they never ever have to feel a bad feeling again. It's not true.
Yeah, that you can avoid all the bad feels just by doing something like this. All right, let's see. 437-1620. I'm looking at a couple of the comments here. 437-1620. So looks maxing is the new metrosexuality. Pass. they're not adopting gay mannerisms. They're adopting the female approach to physical beauty, which is an interesting one because, you know, men do respond to physical attractiveness in women. That's a fact of human sexuality and gender. Unfortunately, women do not tend to react that same way. So you're investing in something which might be somewhat useful, but is certainly not the most useful. I mean, if your goal is to attract women, I mean, looks are okay, but you'll notice that there's a lot of not very appealing looking men who manage to score high on the partner scale. Why? Because women are complicated and look for a lot of different things besides just, you know, physical appeal. Anyway, somebody says somebody needs to flog these guys. somebody says in this scenario, looks don't matter because you're the host of the morning show. I'm a contextual alpha of the group. There's no competition. That's funny. And somebody says, man, I appreciate you doing this because now I feel way dumber as a result of having to learn all of this. 437-1620. Individuals who spend, this is another text, a majority of their life looking up have a more positive attitude than individuals who spend a majority of their life looking down. Oh, that's interesting. This is kind of the negative side effect of being tall. I get to look up all the dead everybody. And other people look down, and so they're sadder. Somebody else says, do you ever try to get in and out of a car when you're really tall? You would not say being tall is advantageous. Well, it's not in every scenario. I mean, you do make a worse jockey, okay? A 822 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're looking for a good place to eat today for lunch or dinner, Reservoir is a great little place. It's the former Milano Brothers corner store over by PPD and the on Haines Street right across from the skate park. And it was, so Haines and Jackson, bought and renovated by Casey Jones and his wife. And it's just, it's kind of a casual upscale coffee shop is sort of the feel with great food. I got a Saturday brunch. I got breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They do sandwiches. They do burgers. They do Ponzu Crunch, a cube and a shrimp and grits, oysters, scallops, filet. The Kaneka Reka is a sausage and biscuits. I think it's yummy. Handcrafted coffee, tea, local Big Jerk sodas, just kind of beer on tap, just kind of a lot of different eclectic, interesting things. And like I said, a very, you know, nice but also casual kind of environment. Voted best new restaurant in Pensacola's In Weekly. That is The Reservoir at the corner of Hain and Jackson, the southeast corner.
Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Whether it's the style and performance of the all-new 2026 Outback or the extraordinary mileage of the 2026 Forester Hybrid, your next Subaru is guaranteed to put more scenery in your scenic route. The iconic Subaru Outback has been completely redesigned with sharper lines and more edge, making it look as tough and rugged as it drives. And the Forester Hybrid, with a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank and up to 40% better city fuel fuel economy. We'll let you hit the road again and again and again. Both come standard with Subaru's legendary symmetrical all-wheel drive to help you take every journey with confidence. The all-new 2026 Subaru Outback and the 2026 Forester Hybrid. Love never looks so good. Get your next Subaru at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, or online at AndersonSubaru.com. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida tomorrow at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Be excellent to each other. Party on, dudes!
Good one, dude.
Morning, 826 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. My phone number, if you ever want to text me about anything, agree, disagree, what the hell are you talking about? 437-1620. I'm here for you anytime from the hours of 5 to 9. You actually can't reach me during off hours through that, but you can always email me, andrew@newsradio1620.com, or, you know, sometimes I see those things later on. In any case, traffic on the fives now with PJ.
Still working that vehicle crash, Hancock Lane at Old Palafox. They're saying there's roadblock associated with that. We did have a listener report saying that the accident is pretty severe, so if you are in that area, just avoid it altogether. Scrolling over to Mobile Highway at 8 Mile Creek Road. Also a vehicle crash with a roadblock. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, eBay has rejected GameStop's takeover bid. The auction site called GameStop CEO Ryan Cohen's unsolicited $56 billion proposal, quote, neither credible nor attractive. A Utah woman who murdered her husband and then wrote a children's book about it will be sentenced today. Corey Richens was found guilty in March of poisoning her husband in 2022 to collect on a life insurance policy. About a year later, she published a children's book to help her three young sons cope with their father's death.
Well, I mean, if you're going to do a felony, obviously you want to write a children's book about it for revenue purposes and coping.
Well, of course, absolutely. Sure. And seeing this one today, Google and SpaceX are now talking about putting their data centers in outer space. The Wall Street Journal says the orbiting facilities are not a done deal quite yet, and they may not be cost effective.
So the theory here is that we're going to put data centers slash AI facilities and giant machines up in space. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, that's the idea.
So we're building Skynet, their own planet. Now we're building the spaceship that Skynet can live in, so that it has absolutely no reason to care about what happens here on the Earth when it nukes us from outer space and destroys the planet and takes over everything.
You put it that way, it's even much more terrifying. Yes.
Yeah. So we're gonna build Skynet, its own offshore world. Okay. All right. Off Earth world. All right. Fabulous. It's not the end of the world as we know it. Okay, David, thank you so much for the update. I appreciate it. I still go back to what we joked about earlier, that when the machines come for us, and they may already have, that they may not come in the more overt ways that we think about all of the, you know, taking it over and destroying us or controlling us, you know, but it might just be things like fiddling with the timing of the traffic lights to make us irritated, or, you know, fiddling with the production schedule for the toilet paper so that it doesn't get produced properly and we have a shortage. I mean, it's like, you know, low-key bullying, you know, like passive-aggressive, the child who doesn't want to obey your rules but also can't afford to move out on their own, and so they just stand there and, you know, disobey, you know. Like, I think that that's going to be the level of pushback we get originally from AI. You look like you wanted to. Okay. All right.
I just want to say David Wayne is very Mog. That's what a listener says. So, David, just so you know.
Wait, you're does very that mean Mog. He Mogs us, or are we Mog him?
I think he Mogs us.
Well, he definitely, facial hair has Mogged us for years, but then he shaved it all, and now I think we're all even on that scale. In fact, I think because people are used to seeing us free of facial hair, that right. we clean shave Mog him now because he looks so wrong with it.
Yeah, it's a little off-putting. I'll admit that.
you do age Mog us, though, because you have about 10 years on, 15 years on me. So, I mean, it's all a spectrum of some kind. Some kind of a spectrum. Let's just put it that way. Revenge of the Nerds, Donald Gibb. Ogre?
Nerds! Nerds!
Come on, Lewis, let's go.
Nerds! Has passed away at the age of 71. That's a gulp from me at the age of 71, that the actor who played Ogre in Revenge of the Nerds was 71. Newt from Aliens just turned 50, by the way.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump landed in Beijing to a red carpet welcomed by chanting Chinese youth, waving red China and U.S. flags. Fox's Aisha Hazmi on the summit with President Xi.
The president says that trade is top of mind during this historic summit in Beijing with President Xi. However, he does have a plan to have a long talk about Iran.
We have a lot of things to discuss. I wouldn't say Iran is one of them, to be honest with you, because we have Iran very much under control.
And China wants Trump to lower its 10% tariff. President Trump getting tucked in at a secure resort near the U.S. embassy for the night. As the Senate plans to vote on the War Powers Resolution to limit the president's military power on Iran, FDA Commissioner Marty McCarry has resigned after ruffling feathers of industry execs, vaping lobbyists, and anti-abortion groups trying to kill the abortion pill. America's listening to Fox.
Good morning, 8:31. Got a very nice start to our day, 63 degrees right now. And, of course, we'll get a full look at our forecast with Channel 3. That's up in just a few minutes. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons is on his way to Washington, D.C. today. He'll be adding Deputy Jeremy Cassidy's name to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial, completing a trio of memorial ceremonies held across three different levels of government. The sheriff said it's only right to be present at all of those ceremonies.
We don't often go to the all three memorials, but unfortunately, in this case, you add one of your own to these memorials, and the family goes, we think it's only right and fitting that we represent Escambia County and say absolutely thank you to the sacrifice.
Cassidy succumbed last year to injuries suffered in the line of duty several years ago, and the agency has already been represented and added Cassidy's name to memorials in Tallahassee and its own local memorial at the sheriff's office this week. Simmons says now Cassidy's name will be permanently honored in Washington, D.C. as well. Well, about 3,000 people participated in a veterans town hall hosted by Congressman Jimmy Patronis yesterday. Some of the big issues discussed in that were timely health care and benefits for military and veterans. Now, veterans overwhelmingly asked Patronis to focus on expanding medical care access for veterans and to increase benefits for military families. Many people expressed some frustration with having to go all the way to Biloxi for VA care at the hospital there. Patronis said the best option for that is to expand access to community care programs because it would likely take too long and cost too much to build a VA hospital here. Governor DeSantis has signed legislation sponsored by Senator Don Gates to establish a statewide framework for rounding cash transactions now that the U.S. Mint has discontinued the penny. The law takes effect immediately. It applies only to in-person cash transactions. Totals ending in one or two would round down. Three or four would round up to the nearest nickel. The law also says rounding does not alter the underlying price or constitute an unfair trade practice. Well, Florida resident, Florida shoppers, that is, could see Florida graduates. Let me start over here. Florida graduates are finding a lot more jobs around the South, even with a rough labor market.
The slowing labor market is posing a challenge to recent college grads, with many new graduates finding work in southern cities. It was found that Birmingham and Tampa were at the top of the list of destinations for graduates. Four other southern cities were also listed in the top 10, including Raleigh, Tulsa, Nashville, and Charlotte. Chris Bryan, News Radio, 92.3.
Senator Rick Scott wants to know what the U.S. is doing to prevent an election in Colombia from turning violent. Scott announcing yesterday that he sent a letter to Secretary of State Marco Rubio about this upcoming election. Scott said there's a growing concern in Colombia about political violence, intimidation, lax security, and illegal armed groups. And Scott said that Colombia's ability to conduct a free, fair, and transparent election is of vital importance to our shared interests in regional stability, rule of law, and democratic governance. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with PJ, who's got our traffic on the fives.
Traffic is brought to you by Florida West EDA. Florida West Economic Development Alliance works to create high-wage jobs and private capital investment that grow Escambia County's tax base. Take a look at the big board. Still working that vehicle crash, Hancock Lane at Old Palafox. That is a pretty serious crash. They're saying avoid the whole area if you can because there's a roadblock. Scrolling over to Mobile Highway, still working that vehicle crash as well. Mobile Highway at 8 Mile Creek Road. Roadblock associated with that one as well. U.S. 98 westbound in Gulf Breeze, Naval Live Oaks area, seeing quite a bit of traffic right now as well. That line's been getting longer and longer. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be looking at some sunshine today, high near 82 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 65. For Thursday, sunny skies, high near 84. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 67. Heading into your Friday, we will keep sunny skies around, high near 82 degrees. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 68. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And it's 65 degrees right now with sunny skies this morning. Your next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime. Your money now. Taking a look at our markets as of the opening bell here just a few minutes ago. The Dow is down just under a half percent, 49, 526, 54. S&P 500 is down just about 11 points right now at 73, 90, 85. And the NASDAQ is actually up just over a tenth of a percent at 26, 125, 772. No change in the 10-year bond rate today, 4.471%. Gold prices are up $12.90 at $46.99.60. Silver up $2.14 at $87.73. Checking those always important oil prices. West Texas Intermediate is up over a quarter percent, 33 cents a barrel, at currently sitting at $102.57 a barrel. Now, Brent crude is down 19 cents today, $107.58 a barrel. Checking our area gas prices, we are seeing a national average today at, according to AAA, at $4.51. The Florida statewide average at $4.31. And taking a look around our area, we are seeing prices roughly in around $4.09 across most of Escambia County. A few places you can get it cheaper. Looks like there's some gas stations up on the north side at about $3.99, $4.05 in a few places as well. Santa Rosa County, looks like the average there anywhere from $4.12 to $4.14 a gallon today. And taking a look at some of our financial headlines today. President Trump says he's not thinking about Americans' financial situations during negotiations with Iran. He spoke to reporters on Tuesday before leaving for China. He was asked about how the cost of the Iran war was affecting Americans' financial situations. The president said, quote, "I don't think about it," saying he's only thinking about not letting Iran have a nuclear weapon. It's not just consumers feeling the pinch from inflation, though. It's affecting wholesalers as well.
The government says wholesale prices surged 1.4% in April. That's the most in 3 years. And it's much higher than the half percent that analysts had expected. Prices rose 6% year over year for the biggest gain since December of 2022. A day earlier, the Consumer Price Index showed an increase in inflation of 0.6% in April, with prices up 3.8% year over year. On the consumer level, the PPI measures prices before they reach consumers. I'm Daria Albinger.
And eBay is rejecting GameStop's takeover bid. The auction site called GameStop CEO Ryan Cohen's unsolicited $56 billion proposal neither credible nor attractive. 8:39, your next news at 9, breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
You know that feeling when a headline sounds big,
but nobody explains what it actually means for your day?
That's where Andrew McKay comes in.
Alex Andrade, do the maps accomplish the goal of ending the race-based drawing? Do you think they were drawn for partisan advantage?
The first question, yes, I think it addresses race-based maps. It complies with the Clay decision, and it provided justification to pass the map yesterday.
The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, fruit cocktail, yay or nay? That's my question for the day. Fruit cocktail. It is national. I'm not making this up. National Fruit Cocktail Day. It's also National Crouton Day, and I didn't know what that meant. And the question thought came to me of people might eat croutons on their own or rather than in salad. And then I started looking up homemade crouton recipes, and I'm way down this line now. But back to the question of the day, because that's not it. I'm just telling you, it's a lot of weird. It's hummus day today. It's all kinds of things. Anyway, so 437-1620. Fruit cocktail, and you always, what's the alternative? Well, a single fruit, right? Because fruit cocktail is mixed fruit. And I know, okay, there might be mixed fruit that's not technically fruit cocktail. For the purposes of this argument, fruit cocktail is peaches, pears, grapes, pineapple, cherries, and some liquid, right? I mean, fruit cocktail, okay, which you always got in a little cup in grade school or maybe since then. But do you like fruit cocktail or would you prefer, you know, just pears or a peach, grapes, pineapple on their own, say strawberries, mangoes, you know, whatever it is, something that's, you know, this is kind of the mixed nuts question. You know, do you want just peanuts or pistachios or pecans, or do you want mixed nuts? The trail mix of fruit, so to speak. 437-1620. All right, PJ, I give you a bowl of fruit cocktail on the one hand and a bowl of whatever single fruit would be of appeal to you on the other hand. What are you picking?
Oh, I get an option.
Yeah.
Well, if I get an option, I'm going to go for the single.
There you go.
But I do like fruit cocktail.
But is there ever, if it's, as long as it's a fruit that you like, would you ever pick fruit cocktail over the fruit you like on its own?
Probably not.
See, that's it. It's a settle for dish.
Mm-hmm.
It's not terrible. You'll eat it because it is fruit after all. You know, canned fruit has a certain medium level appeal, but it's not, you don't go out of your way for it.
Right.
You know, somebody says, come to our Mother's Day brunch serving fruit cocktail. Not an enhancement.
My wife doesn't care for it. She says the cherries turn her off.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, that's the problem, right? It's a lot of ways to go wrong and not a lot of ways to go right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the exact same opinion, which makes for boring radio, except that y'all are going to disagree with us somehow or other. 437-1620. Fruit cocktail, despite, in my opinion, being the inferior canned or cupped fruit option, is prevalent. You encounter it a lot. Now, you do encounter other kinds of fruit mixtures, and I'll say this for the record. Though I think the specific copyrighted version of fruit cocktail that, you know, Del Monte puts out is a pretty low-quality fruit alternative. I have noticed a lot of times, like I see this at events and things, where people will do, like, cut up, let's see, pineapple and strawberries and blueberries. Usually that's the base, those three things together. That's actually really good.
Yes, it is.
And I'm not sure how to distinguish that from the other kind. Then you also get the melon cocktail you sometimes get with the muskmelon and honeydew and, you know, various kinds of melon. And sometimes they throw a pineapple in there to hide the fact that they're forcing you to eat melon. That's not all that satisfying. I would much rather have just give me honeydew. Honeydew is yummy. You start mixing the honeydew and the muskmelon and everything else together. I'm like, I lose my, watermelon, I suppose. Okay, so 437-1620. Is fruit cocktail a dish that you're eager about, or would you always prefer to have a single fruit alternative? 437-1620. PJ has traffic on the fives.
So it was brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barbary. 477-8782. Take a look at the big board. Still working that vehicle crash, Hancock Lane at Old Palafox Highway. Roadblock associated with that one. Also, vehicle crash at Mobile Highway at 8 Mile Creek Road. Roadblock there, too. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. All right, to the phones, Batman. 437-1620. Question of the day. Do you like fruit cocktail? I mean, actually advocate for it, or would you rather have a single fruit of some kind? My answer is, I'll eat it if it's in front of me and I'm hungry enough. But it's never the premier. It's never the star. It's always a settle for dish. And so it kind of surprises me whenever anybody goes for it. But okay, somebody says it's National Fruit Cocktail Day, in case you were wondering why. You might still be wondering why. That's a fair question to ask all the time about this show. Somebody says, absolutely, but it has to be canned and cold. Ooh, though cold. No. Cold fruit doesn't taste as good.
Fruit cocktail does.
Why?
There's something about, I don't know.
You expect
about
it
being chilled.
Maybe you expect it that way. It's familiar. Okay, because generally fruit is better at room temperature. It has a more robust flavor. When you cool it down, it does not taste as good. That's why you want to let your watermelon sit out, or your honeydew sit out, or your strawberries sit out at least for a little while before you eat them. But I'm telling you stuff you already know, obviously, right? All right, so my boss, my boss is like, if he's listening, he's shaking his head. I don't know why. Why does Andrew do this? Well, because it's fun. Somebody says, yes, it's so good. Somebody says, yes, that was my favorite part of the lunches my mom made for me in elementary school. Okay, I understand that. I do not want to besmirch the memory of your dear mother and your growing up time. But, a lot of times we're super fond of what mom did just because of what mom did. And it may not necessarily objectively be great in the food spectrum contenders category. Let's see. Somebody says, I love variety in eating. Bring it on. Well, I actually think the problem with fruit cocktail is that you can't really taste the individual variety. They meld into kind of, the grapes start to taste a little bit like cherries and pear and pineapple, and the pears start to taste a little bit like pineapple and grapes and cherries. And so it's actually not the variety. The variety is when they're served separately and you'd be like, ooh, that's pineapple. Ooh, that's grape. Because each individually they have their own robust flavor. And when you mix them all together with that syrupy diabetes recipe, how'd you get type 2 diabetes, sir? Fruit cocktail, it's my drug. Let's see, somebody says it's best in Jell-O. All right. I won't argue with you. I'm just not a big Jell-O fan personally. It's, you know, don't judge me. Canned mandarin oranges rock. And again, the question is really not do you like or dislike. The question is if I give you fruit cocktail versus, I don't know, a bowl of grapes. I don't even have to pick your favorite fruit because, you know, let's use even to even. A bowl of a pear that's properly ripe. Oh, man, a ripe pear is so good. Well, Andrew, it's got to be canned. Even a canned pear is superior to fruit cocktail. The cherry is superior. The pineapple is superior. Everything on their own is superior. The grape, the pear, the peach, they're all superior. Oh, God, peaches are so good on their own. So that's why I would say it is an inferior alternative to any of those fruits solo. 4-3-7-16-20. Let's see. Fruit cocktail is only good when mixed with Cool Whip and strawberry or cherry gelatin powder. All right. Now you're getting
everything's
off.
Better with Cool Whip.
That's... There are very few things you can think of that would be worse with Cool Whip. And, I mean, even probably on steak. It probably makes it better because, I mean, now I want to try it. I'd choose fruit cocktail, and I love the cherries. Okay, very good. Fruit cocktail in Jell-O, somebody says. Somebody says, yuck, to fruit cocktail. Separate those fruits, and yes, serve it cold. Ooh, I partially agree, partially disagree. Somebody says, look, loved it as a kid. We fought over the cherries. See, yes. You pull, it's like the nuts in the mixed nuts. You know, there are certain nuts that are a higher premium value, like the cashews, and you pull those out, and then you leave everybody else to suck on the Brazil nut. Let's see. Somebody says, I loved it as a kid. We fought over the cherries. Now I prefer single fruit. I haven't heard the term muskmelon since I moved here from Illinois in 1971. Nice. Some Midwesterners have to stick together. Somebody says, I'd rather have fresh fruit. Those stringy grapes in the fruit cocktail are yuck. Oh, that's true. You do get more strings in the fruit cocktail. I do not know why. In the peaches, too, sometimes. One pear, two peaches, three cocktail unless in order, unless Amazon AI messes with my shopping order. Fruit cocktail, yes, with sherbet. But again, I pose you the question. Sherbet with just a solo fruit. Anyway, somebody says, I love all fruit. I don't mind if it's mixed, but without the syrup is how I prefer it. So there you go. That's we've solved another problem for world government. We have figured out today whether I was surprised. This is why I love doing this. I was surprised at how many of you are, you know, standing up for your fruit cocktail. You're real advocates of the mixed syrupy pre-diabetic cocktail.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Banakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Banakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Banakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Banakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Banakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Banakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
My dad passed away unexpectedly. Of course, it was awful in every way, but we are very grateful that he had life insurance. So even after he was gone, he was still able to provide for us. And that's why I have life insurance for my family. Ethos.com, they make it fast and easy to get covered. It's 100% online. You get a quote in seconds. You can apply in minutes. You get covered the same day.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required. Rates may vary.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. It's another gallery night, Friday evening in downtown Pensacola from 5 till 9. This month, celebrate Fiesta Italiana. Saturday and Sunday from 9 till 6, check out the Asian Pacific American Festival at the Phil-Am Cultural Center on West Oakfield. Experience the sights, traditions, and flavors of Asia and the Pacific during this family event. Free admission, see philampicola.org. For more, submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Tune into Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than just investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC, registered advisors.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Frank!
Hey, honey! Hey!
What the hell are you doing?
We're streaking! We're going up through the quad to the gymnasium!
This goes out to all the women in the world, especially her. You know it don't even matter your age, don't even matter your color. Your fellas, I forget about y'all. This is for everybody to like things. Just listen to what I'm saying and do it.
When was the last time you heard it? Oh, man. I actually, every once in a while, I rediscover the age gap between my wife and me. It's 5 years, and we were listening to the radio the other day, and this came on, and I'm like, oh, man. And she's like, I never heard it. Oh. Oh. I'm so, and she's like, I don't like it. And I'm like, fine. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash Hancock Lane at Old Palafox. They're saying there's a roadblock associated with that. Might be working on that one for quite a while. Scrolling over to Milton, US 90 at East Spencerfield Road. There's a traffic light out. That becomes a four-way stop until further notice. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, somebody texted me. We were talking about fruit cocktail a minute ago, and somebody texted, because I say fruit cocktail is an inferior alternative to any solo fruit. Somebody texts me and says, I am the chairman of the committee that decided to elect you 50 most prominent Floridians over the age of 50. Because of your deleterious comments about the wonderful fruit cocktail, we've decided to remove you from the list of 50 over 50. Bah humbug to you and your terrible show. That's awesome.
Wow. Oh,
I love it. So funny. I love people who get our satire. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars. And, you know, the reason I like them is, you know, they have a good selection. They have good prices. They have good cars. I mean, that's all true. That's basic. But I really dislike the process of buying a car. It's just unpleasant. It has always been unpleasant. And when I went to Frontier, I didn't have any of that. It was easy. The folks were nice. They were easy. They weren't pushy. There was no, I didn't feel like I was being manipulated at all. I have often felt that way. It was like if I were to set up a car selling place and try to do it in a way that made people feel like, you know, they wanted to be there, this is how I would do it. And that's why I like them. And that's why I want to go back to them again and again. And, you know, their idea is they want to just not sell you one car, but sell you all the cars you're ever going to buy because they want to do it different in a way that you kind of enjoy. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, we've got a couple of new laws in place. The 1 cent, the penny bill has gone in now. It is in effect. So if you go to a Dollar General or the Dollar Tree and you buy something and your bill is a, what is it now? It's $1.25, right, for items, or $1.35. I can't remember what it is. Anyway, if your bill is, I'm sure this number doesn't make any sense, but let's say it's $6.24. And you're going to pay cash and be like, $6.25. You're like, I don't get a penny back. We've got no pennies. And it's the law now. So they don't have to, but they can. They are allowed to round up or round down. So 6.7 goes down to 5. 6.7. And 8.9 goes up to 0. You know, 1.2 goes down to 1. And 3.4 goes up to 5 because we don't have pennies anymore. Don Gates put that bill up. There's also a very interesting kind of a pair legislation that got signed into effect, strengthening animal protections both on the against cruelty side, all kinds of provisions for that are just kind of interesting the way we've kind of, you know, tried to make it harder to be cruel to animals, including, you know, individual like adults who allow or encourage people, minors, to be cruel to animals. They can be charged at a higher level. Now, there's a whole bunch of provisions in there. But also in terms of buying cats and dogs, you know, they have to explain to you the terms of the financing. People are financing dogs. It's crazy. $4,000 for a puppy. Insane. Just go to a private breeder. They won't be nearly that much. And you'll get a better quality dog. And my opinion, okay? But, you know, that's what we did. And we bred dogs and, you know, and sold them, and great puppies. Anyway, they've got to provide vet medical records so that you have that. Also, written notice of your rights. So they have to inform you of your rights under the new law. So that if, you know, you have a sick animal, you can exchange or, you know, get a refund basically on that. And violations are enforceable under the Florida's Deceptive and Unfair Trade Practices Act. These all seem like very good things to me. I'm glad we put these enhancements in. 828 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, possibly the best reaction ever to a graduation speech was given to Gloria Caulfield at the University of Central Florida.
The rise of artificial intelligence is
the next industrial revolution. What happened?
They're booing her.
Okay. I struck a chord.
Yeah.
May I finish?
You can. And then she talks about the past.
AI was not a factor in our lives.
A couple of years ago, they cheered. When she came back and talked about it later, they booed her again for saying something positive about AI.
AI capabilities are in the palm of our hands. And
I'll tell you, this encouraged me because it meant that these students are fed up. They're not happy with how things are developing with AI. They're the ones who are using it and or suffering from its use or worried about the impact that its use is going to have on their future and the ability to have jobs, be humans. It was a liberal arts and humanities graduation, by the way. So all of those English and philosophy and art majors are like, what the heck, man?
Listen on air at 92.3.